This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got some good news for you on the offset of the show today. Victory for Colorado cake case. Yeah, that's what it's called. Victory for Colorado cake case. June 4th, 2018. The United States Supreme Court ruled 7-2 today in the masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, a historic case that protects the right to free exercise of religion against the LGBT. Isn't that interesting? As if to suggest that you didn't have a right to magnify the law against that which is considered a felony in the United States of America, because homosexuality, sodomy in every state in this union in which we live, folks, it's a felony. I mean, it's kind of a sad scenario that it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And, of course, you have none other than Alina Kagan, whose duty and job it was to do nothing else but to queerify Harvard and attack the American military. It's a little surprising, but it is good news. The law was being used to force a Christian baker. Now, again, I want to remind you what law that is. I don't know. Outside of personal opinion concerning corrupt representatives in a representative government, especially in the constitutional republic, bewilders me to no end. But again, the historic case that protects the right to free exercise of religion against the LGBT sexual orientation law, there we have it, the sexual orientation law that was being used to force the Christian baker to violate his conscience, the court ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the neutrality required by the First Amendment by making disparaging comments against Jack Phillips and his religious beliefs regarding same-sex marriage. Jack Phillips, the owner of the masterpiece Cake Shop, refused to use his artistic talents and expression to promote a same-sex ceremony. Now, can you imagine if everybody in this country besides just Jack, besides just Bradley, actually stood up for what the law said? Can you imagine where this country would be today? It would not be in the predicament that it's in today. Those that sit around and do nothing about what's going on, you are helping set war against God, and it's not a good place to put yourself in any given scenario. Liberty Counsel, friends of ours, filed an amicus brief in this case defending Jack Phillips' right to freedom of expression. And though the court focused on the explicit hostility exhibited by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission in this specific instance, this significant decision will have a wide impact regarding the clash between free speech. Isn't it interesting as well, friends? Isn't it interesting how free speech falls to those that are violating law? We don't have the freedom to break the law in this country, but yet you have been taught, indoctrinated, dumbed down, desensitized to believe that you can do anything and say anything but that which is lawful and that which is right. This is craziness. It really is. 21 states have public accommodations laws that include one or both phrases. They include California, six other states in the West, Illinois, and three other states in the upper Midwest, and 10 states on the East Coast from Maryland to Maine. No state in the South or on the Great Plains has such a law called sexual orientation law. Keep in mind, too, friends, this isn't the kids that are perverting who we are as a people. This is the grown-ups, they call themselves. These are the grown-ups that are doing this. Well, with that aside, friends, I want to talk about something that I hit on last week, and I want to lay it to your candor. I spent 4 days, literally, going back and forth, hashing this out in thought. Because once I get those thoughts, I know I'm supposed to run to them, and I'm going to begin to write upon them so I can share that thought because I know where they're coming from. He who sows the good seed, his name is Jesus Christ. What I'm going to talk about is, did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? I mean, how much time I spent just on that headline alone was crazy. Did the political prisoners, think about what I'm saying, did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? You know, I'm sure you've heard people. You may be one of them. You know, I just don't do the political thing. You know, I just don't have time to do the political thing. You know, I don't have time to get caught up into those political games. I just don't have time. You know, the only person I have time to focus on right now is me, myself, and I. You know, you've heard this before, right? You may be one of them. What I want to lay to your candor today is, did the political prisoners of the Holocaust, did they live politics? Well, here's a little insight for you. You live politics regardless if you want to be a part of them or not. Everybody lives politics. When I hear people say, well, I don't want to get involved in politics, it's like, dude, lady, let me ask you something. Do you live politics? Oh, okay, wait a minute. So you have the luxury of living out the freedoms that others sacrifice to give you, and you don't want to stand up and fight, bleed, and maybe die on the behalf of your posterity the way that your forefathers did or your relatives did? That's pretty hypocritical. It's called ingratitude. It's a lack of gratitude. Unthankfulness. So that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here. Did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? I'm actually excited to get on this topic because there's so much that came out. And I'm going to lay a premise that's going to blow you backwards with facts once again. I've talked about them in the past, but I'm going to lay them out. And I'm going to go into greater definition, a greater exposition to explain myself and what I already knew was true. And many of you that are listening today know that is true. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless, because not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Who said that? A guy by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a German watchman. He was an anti-Nazi, okay? He was there protesting Adolf Hitler and his rise to power, him and his Third Reich. He was also a known dissident. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E. Go over to our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? I framed that perfectly. I feel that I did anyways. Did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? As I shared during the first segment, you know those people, and again, you may be one of them. I don't do the political thing. I don't have time for politics. You know, the only thing I have time for right now is me, myself, and I. You know, but at the end of the day, how does that work out for you? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a protestant of that of Adolf Hitler, a German watchman, anti-Nazi, and a dissident, said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." Last week I brought this up, that I saw a picture of a group of men in a concentration camp from back in the 1930s. And when I looked at the picture, the first thing that went through my mind was, I wonder if this group of political prisoners that said they didn't want to get involved with politics, or again, or I've got my own life to live, when their country was being overthrown by a tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. Now, I also want to bring up this one point. My son had just brought up a point about the president. And I also wanted to bring up a point to counter that, in contrast to that. because people need to understand that tyrants don't walk around with horns on their heads. They come across as people pleasers. They come across as what everybody wants from them. But I want to tell you what Scripture tells us when it comes to the likes of a false pretender. And in this particular instance, of course, this is Scripture, but it applies to all of us because we're still supposed to judge men by their fruits, and that would be found in Matthew 7:16. But now going forward to 2 Corinthians 11:14, the Bible tells us, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." He's transformed into an angel of light. Okay? So in other words, he's there to deceive the people. And that's what he does, is deceive. Of Adolf Hitler, it was said by Louise Solnitz, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932. And this is what was said of Adolf Hitler. "How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress." Is anybody paying attention to the parallel of now, the present, and the rise of the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler back in the 30s? Pretty crazy stuff. By the way, Adolf Hitler was also the man of the year in 1938. And I know how people like to play that off, too. They say, well, you know, that was just one of the most influential people in the world, good or bad. Wait a second. We know who Time magazine is. We know what they promote, and we know who they're working for. And the bottom line is, it's very misleading when they put the man of the year on their cover like Joseph Stalin, like Adolf Hitler, and other murderous dictators of the past. And it's also interesting that of even Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. Just think back in the 30s, the President of the United States of America, Mr. Roosevelt, had the American people calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. Did you know Uncle Joe was over there in Russia disarming and killing millions and millions and millions and millions of his own people? Isn't that crazy how that works? And Americans were led to believe that he's good old Uncle Joe. Okay? So it's very misleading when you look at the man of the year. Now going back to these political prisoners that were just too busy to get caught up into politics, I'm sure these political prisoners saw these the transgressions or the crimes, 1 John 3:4, and the usurpations, and at length the overthrowing of the German Constitution, basically their government, day by day, week by week, year by year, and made excuses as to why they did nothing. Remember, these are the people that didn't want to get caught up in politics. These political prisoners didn't want to get caught up into politics. See, but the fact of the matter is they lived politics regardless if they wanted to or not. Now, if I go in parallel to that of the Nazis and go back to September 11, 2001, where Americans were told that they were attacked by a foreign country, and then compare these events of today to that of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany during the 1930s, you're going to be pretty blown away. You know, I often warn people when we talk about September 11th. I've often warned people in the past of how the Bushes were tied to the Nazis. And I know people think that's so far-fetched, but the fact of the matter is that's all you have to do is go online and do a Google search and just dig up the name Prescott Bush. Now, Prescott Bush's name was brought up in an article by a site called The Guardian. And by the way, it's not hard to find. There's many articles on Prescott Bush. So if we take a look at an article written by The Guardian, it was titled, "How Bush's Grandfather Helped Hitler Rise to Power." Now this has everything in the world to do with what I'm talking about right now. But I'm putting in parallel what was going on during the 30s as to what we're seeing in parallel today, in contrast to today. Namely, September 11, 2001. George Bush's grandfather the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942 under Trading with the Enemy Act. Now listen again. He was indicted in 1942 under Trading with the Enemy Act. Prescott was a director and a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. Also, don't forget about Paperclip, Project Paperclip, where they'd actually brought war criminals over to the United States after the war. The Guardian has obtained confirmation from newly discovered files in the U.S. National Archives that a firm of which Prescott Bush, George Bush's daddy, and George W. Bush's granddaddy, and Jeb Bush's granddaddy, Prescott Bush was a director and was involved with the financial architects of Nazism. Okay? This is why people were freaking out after September 11, too, by the way. His business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942, under Trading with the Enemy Act, has led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought against, in Germany, the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz and to a hum of pre-election controversies. The evidence has also prompted one former U.S. Nazi war crimes prosecutor to argue that the late senator's actions should have been grounds for prosecution for giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Now, what I want you to keep in mind is this, friends, is during that war, World War II, over 405,399 American men fought, bled, and died fighting against the Germans that the Bushes were aiding and abetting. Luke 22, verse 48. I'll say that again. Keep in mind that during the war, 405,399 American men fought, bled, and died fighting against the Germans that the Bushes were aiding and abetting. This is all factual information. Matter of fact, on September 11, 2001, Gary Hart said that there was a chance that George W. Bush will use the disaster of September 11th to carry out a new world order that his father has called for. Isn't that crazy? Whoa! Really? Yep, really. I played in the past several times George Bush Sr. calling for a new world order over and over and over again. By the way, that's what the Third Reich was trying to obtain. They were trying to establish a new world order under that of Adolf Hitler. George Bush Sr. has called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to continue down this little exposition, folks, of facts concerning September 11th, 2001, and that of Adolf Hitler's rise to power.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No, but I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think President... You think President Kennedy should have resigned? Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
One 585 82 9933. Talking about, did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? And I'm laying a premise right now concerning the events that were taking place before the Holocaust. And I'm going back in contrast and in parallel to September 11, 2001, to the present. Let me give you a little history. Hitler's first move was that of the Reichstag fire, which was when the German parliamentary building went up in flames. Hitler harnessed the story to simply seize power over the German government. Okay? The first thing that had to happen was the Reichstag fire. Did you know history teaches that the Nazis were the responsible party for setting the fire, of course, to accuse their political opposition to start a war. So let me say it this way. Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag parliamentary building. Then he accused his political opposition for starting it so he could incite his people to go to war on his behalf. Okay? Hitler said this is a God-given signal. Hitler told von Papen, when they arrived on the scene, if this fire, as I believe, is the work of the communists, then we must crush out this murderous past with an iron fist. History teaches us that Adolf Hitler was the one that attacked his own Reichstag. The SS was responsible for attacking its own Reichstag to create war, to overthrow his own government. because at this point he was given absolute power to aggrandize all power unto himself concerning that government. A few hours later, on February 28th, Hindenburg invoked Article 48, and the cabinet drew up the decree of the Reich, president for the protection of the people of the state. Does this all sound familiar, America? The decree of the Reich, president for the protection of the people and the state. Here we have Adolf Hitler attacking his own Reichstag, accusing his political opposition, and then within 48 hours, the cabinet drew up something called, interestingly how quick as well, isn't it? The decree of the Reich president for the protection of the people and the state. It's always about protecting the people, as you are required by government to give up your rights. We don't do that here in this country, by the way. The act abolished freedom of speech, assembly, privacy in the press. Sound familiar, America? Legalized phone tapping and interception of correspondence, and suspended the autonomy of federated states like Bavaria. Again, friends, does this sound familiar? Can we say National Security Agency? That night, around 4,000 of Hitler's political opponents were arrested, imprisoned, and tortured by the SA, Hitler's Assault Division. Many were detained indefinitely after the fire, and their empty seats left the Nazis largely free to do whatever they wanted to do. Just like many of the bureaucracies that have been created since September 11th, 2001. Did you also know that it took Adolf Hitler just 6 years to overthrow the German Constitution and, again, aggrandize all power unto himself so he would have absolute control? What did he do first? He attacked his own Reichstag. What did he do secondly? He blamed his political opposition to incite his people to go to war on his behalf. What happened after September 11th? From the self-inflicted Reichstag fire came the Enabling Act. Oh, it didn't stop there, friends. Here comes the Enabling Act, and on March 23rd, the Reichstag passed the Enabling Act, the partner piece of legislation to the February 28th decree for the protection of the people and state. The Enabling Act assigned all legislative power to Adolf Hitler and his ministers, thus securing their ability to control the political apparatus. What happened after September 11th, America? My goodness gracious. Woo! You know, you had all the conservatives in the professed church in America during the 80s and the 90s enamored with the Bushes, because that's all they had to tell the American people is, they were fascinated by Jesus Christ. That's what George W. Bush said to win the White House. Not knowing his history, not knowing his past, not knowing who his grandfather was. And of course, that's all they had to do is look at Daddy Bush to understand how corrupt the Bush family was. I mean, he was the head of the CIA, and the list goes on. Matter of fact, it's been said by whistleblowers from within, there's not a more evil human being on this planet than that of George Bush Sr. They call him Evil Poppy. Let's move up to September 11, 2001. George W. Bush and his administration installed something called the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny, by the way, which, by the way, not one of the 535 members of Congress had time to read because they passed it at 3:30 a.m., America. Do you want me to say that again? After September 11, 2001, George W. Bush and his administration installed something called the Patriot Act. Folks, it was waiting in the wings. It was all ready to go. How did they possibly create a bill like that so quickly and then pass it without one member of Congress reading it before they passed it at 3:30 a.m.? America, are you awake yet? Do I need to keep ringing the bell? Then, what happened after that? President Bush seeks out a war with Iraq. You remember this? Attacking a country which had nothing to do with the two towers being leveled in New York City. I have an up-and-coming video that I'm putting together right now, and you will see on the video, but I did my due diligence. And, of course, George Bush Jr. said Iraq had nothing to do with the attacks, but they attacked him anyways. He said, just in case. And then we were told through the lying CIA-controlled media that they had WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. Do you think they didn't come up with that acronym, friends, MASS? They had to put the word MASS in there to alarm everybody. Weapons of destruction, that wouldn't work. No, we got to do something. We got to heighten the threat. Let's put weapons of mass destruction. Yep. Okay, so first of all, Bush acknowledges that Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th. Okay. After the two towers are attacked, by the way, 50% of the people in New York believe that it was your government that did it. Just wanted to let you know that. Okay. 50% of those in New York believe that your government was responsible for September 11th. Okay. And I'm talking about un-American. Okay. Not American governments. Let's keep that into perspective. So the first thing he does is after the two towers fall, he has the American people believing that we need to now go after Saddam Hussein, which, by the way, Rumsfeld and the CIA had propped up for how many years until they didn't need him anymore. Okay? If you'd like to see Saddam get killed, just go ahead and watch 13 Hours, the true story of Benghazi. With that said, Bush acknowledges that Iraq had nothing to do with the attacks, but the conservatives at this point had to get behind George W. Bush no matter what he did, because he's right, because he's a Christian. He's just like us, right? Just like we are. We don't need facts. We go attack innocent countries. But wait a second, guys. Bush said Iraq had nothing to do with the attacks. He said it out of his own mouth. I have the audio right here. It's easily accessible online. Then Bush goes on, after being questioned by a reporter that was asking some good questions, real questions. You know, the thing with George W. Bush, he's not even a good liar. He's a snake. He's a disturbed individual. He really is. He's a devil incarnate is what he is. But Bush said that Iraq, during this questioning by this journalist that was actually doing his job, when he asked about the WMDs, Bush said that Iraq had no WMDs. But here's the conservatives still pushing the envelope that they did to justify themselves because they wanted to justify the attack on Iraq, which had nothing to do with the two towers falling. Okay? But George W. Bush himself said that they didn't have any WMDs. But we're doing this as preventive medicine, in other words. We're attacking them. I didn't like the way Saddam talked about my daddy, said George W. Bush. How many of our young boys and girls have died because of this? Furthermore, how many innocent people in Iraq died because of this? And I don't want you to forget, like that of Prescott Bush, who invested into Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, and how much money they made off the war. Bring that to in parallel and in contrast, don't forget about Vice President Dick Cheney, who was the CEO of the company called Halliburton, who profited $39.5 billion off the Iraqi war. And of course, I have audio here as well, where Bush, in his confusion, blurted the truth out when he said that sometimes money trumps peace. He told you what it was really about. And yet again, Americans stood back and they allowed him to be there because after all, he said that he was a Christian rather than judging him by his fruit and his father and by his fruit and by his grandfather's fruit, Prescott Bush, and his brother Jeb and his other criminal brothers as well. Concerning that crime family, the Bushes, nobody wanted to take the time to go ahead and judge. They just wanted to get behind them and justify themselves because they didn't have time to live politics neither. They just wanted to go crush a bunch of innocent people. Okay? So when I come back, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more about George Bush and his crimes against we the people. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? Let me ask you something, America. Do you live politics? Do you live politics? Of course you do. But the article is named, Did the Political Prisoners of the Holocaust Live Politics? See, at that point, it was too late for them to do anything about it. We're lining up that which took place with Adolf Hitler and his rise to power back in the 30s, and what he did to aggrandize power unto himself. And keep in mind, Adolf Hitler only had 3% of the favor of the people in Germany when there was 80 million people there. Going on, after the Reichstag fire, Germany installs something called Fatherland Security. After the Reichstag fire that the Nazis self-inflicted, Germany then installs Fatherland Security. They wanted absolute control. After September 11, 2001, George W. Bush installs something called Homeland Security. I'm saying this slow on purpose. By the way, this isn't an alarmist message. This is a message to a nation that's under the perfect judgments of God. Again, keep in mind, when you read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, this is what takes place systematically, line upon line, precept upon precept, upon a nation that refuses to adhere to the Word of God. Deuteronomy 4. Read it when you get a moment. After the Reichstag fire, Germany installs Fatherland Security. After September 11, 2001, George W. Bush installs Homeland Security. I want you to think about the bureaucracies that have been created since September 11, 2001. I also want you to remember that nobody has attacked the American people and their God-given rights more than those that call themselves American governments. Folks, a foreign government could not have dreamed of doing the things that this government has done to Americans since September 11th, 2001. Folks, it's on the world, it's on display for the world to see on a daily basis. The crimes of those that you allow to remain, that call themselves representatives. I mean, look at this. You have mayors that call their cities sanctuary cities. I mean, we were told after September 11, 2001, we had a jihadi, a Muslim threat coming into our country. We need to deal with all of them, right? That's what we were told for, what, 15 years? Now we find out it's your representatives alluring them in. Now we just seen a national security bill passed, $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, that funds literally your enemies without and within, that was just passed by none other than Donald Trump. You have to, and folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You have something called TSA. You have the NSA. You have Homeland Security, who has been busted, friends, who has been busted bringing illegals into the United States of America. I thought their purpose was to keep them out. No, that's not what they've been doing. Then we have Barack Hussein Obama come in and then entertain within the people's White House your sworn enemies. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I could sit here for another 6 hours just highlighting what's been established in this country, unconstitutionally, might I add, since September 11, 2001. And put it into perspective, friends, you're the ones that are under attack. Homeland Security came up with a detail and definitions of what a terrorist are. And guess who they applied to? They defined out to be we, the American people. Are you paying attention yet? Now, let's go back to those political prisoners that just didn't have time to get involved with politics. And yes, I'm speaking to you Americans. When the propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, was in full force deceiving the people with comments like, think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play, all the well knowing that it was designed to control the German people to submit to the Third Reich, what did these political prisoners do while all the well knowing that they were being lied to? Absolutely nothing. Does that sound familiar? Let's take that over to America and the American media, okay? Let's just say the Joseph Goebbels of the day, and we'll compare that to the CIA-controlled media, because that's exactly, friends, what it is. It's propaganda. William Colby, former CIA director. The CIA owns everyone of any significance in the major media. In other words, they better do what they're told. If not, we're gonna remove them and replace them. William Casey, CIA director, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." Wow. James Angleton, head of the CIA counterintelligence. Deception is a state of mind in the mind of the state. This is your CIA. This is your CIA. By the way, George Bush Sr. was the head of the CIA. Now, maybe that's why President Harry Truman said of the CIA, "I would have never agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 47 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo." I didn't say it. The President of the United States of America said he would have never had part with it had he known it would have become the American Gestapo. Well, guess what? That's what it's become. Who's responsible more for the welfare in this country outside of the little useful idiots called journalists and corrupt politicians? Nobody. What are the promises given by the tyrant Adolf Hitler, only to find out that they were nothing but fabrications and lies? Tell the people what they want to hear. Does that sound familiar, America? It's just political talk. Does that sound familiar, America? They know, and they knew, these political prisoners knew that Adolf Hitler was fabricating lies. And guess what these political prisoners did? They did nothing. They said, well, things will just take care of themselves. Well, guess what, friends? They did, didn't they? because the political prisoners of the Holocaust did live politics, regardless if they wanted to or not. And so do you. I mean, I'm sure that these political prisoners saw the Nazis targeting and purging certain ethnic groups and attempting to divide them one against another. Read Mark 3:25. And yet, they did nothing. Those political prisoners did nothing. At the point when they became political prisoners, it was too late. They couldn't do anything at that particular time. When the tyrant was leading them to war against the political opposition that he himself created, the political prisoners said that they were just too busy to get involved with politics. Sound familiar, America? The apathetic, non-political participants then saw, I'm sure, the disarmament of the gun owners, namely the dissidents that were not compliant with Hitler's tyrannical and murderous Reich. The political prisoners, of course, said, I'm sure we're just still too busy to get involved with politics and didn't want to risk the opposition of repercussions that we might face if they actually stood up and spoke out, right? We don't want to be called names, right, Americans? You know, we don't want any scrutiny. We don't want to be attacked by that big bad media that doesn't want to tell the truth. No, that's what we got Bradley Dean for and Jack Phillips and others that will actually tell us what the truth is. We'll just let the CIA media beat up on them. And then when they lie about Bradley Dean and lie about Jack Phillips and lie about others that are telling you the truth, we'll stand back and we'll act like we really have a care in the world. And say, well, we know Bradley's telling the truth, but you act out the lie, don't you, America? Yep, you sure do, through inaction. Holding the truth in unrighteousness. Did you know that SS officer and war criminal Hermann Göring said, naturally, the common people don't want war, but after all, it's leaders of a country who determine the policy. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked, denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in every country. Sound familiar, Americans? In short, these political prisoners, they had eyes to see with. They had both eyes open as to what was coming, and if they refused to deal with the lawless and tyrannical acts of a monster such as Adolf Hitler and his SS officers, they could have none of it. These political prisoners stood back and did nothing. They did nothing. Louise Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher, said in 1932 of Adolf Hitler, how many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, the deliverer from unbearable stress. Sound familiar, America? Does it sound familiar when Adolf Hitler said terrorism is the best political weapon for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death? Does that sound familiar, America? I mean, and yet Adolf Hitler was responsible with the use of his brown shirts for the crimes of his times by creating the crimes and then playing the problem solver. Sound familiar, America? And forgetting, in case you have, I want to bring to your remembrance that terrorism was originally defined in Oxford's English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Sound familiar, America? Again, folks, we're talking about, did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? Folks, I'm paralleling exactly what happened then so it doesn't happen here. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.